Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
It's the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Walter Strolt here with David Dickens, President and Wealth Advisor at KC Financial Advisors, serving you throughout Kansas City with an office in Overland Park. Check David out online at coveryourassetskc.com. And on today's show, we're continuing our conversation about the coronavirus, the market uncertainty that we talked about in the last episode, as well as the uncertainties of the political landscape right now, and so many reasons that have led to the stock market decline of almost 20% at the time of this recording, and the volatility in general that we've seen. And on today's show, David, we're going to tackle the three steps somebody should take now if market turmoil has them uncomfortable. Now, what do we mean by uncomfortable? Let's maybe start there as a launching point for today's conversation.
Well, I would say uncomfortable probably means thinking about selling in a down market. So at the top of last week's podcast, I mentioned a lady. And so I kind of want to unpack, because I had my second meeting with her this week. And so I'm kind of do a little bit of an unpack of the two meetings that we did. But she brought in a portfolio and she wanted me to review it because she really didn't know what she had. She's 65 years old and a couple of retirement portfolios, one of which she had inherited from her husband, who was now deceased. And so it ended up being about $450,000 or $500,000. And again, she really didn't know what she had. What we found out was that she had about 75% of her portfolio in stocks. Well, a month ago, that was perfectly fine. And she was, you know, in fact, her comment was, she wasn't real shocked that it was that high, but it's been doing pretty well. And so I'm like, well, of course, it's been doing pretty well. The market's been doing nothing but go up, except for the last 2 months. And so this meeting that I had with her, this second meeting, was really to kind of talk about next steps that she might want to take, because the market now has corrected significantly. And there's absolutely no assurance or guarantee that we're not going to continue to explore going down further. And so what she has to know about herself is she either is or isn't comfortable with the portfolio she has when the market's going down. Because you and I both know, Walter, everybody loves their portfolio, especially if it's risky, when the market's going up.
Not the same when it starts to go down.
Totally different. And so most people, this super nice lady included, she had no idea what she owned. So that's always a good reminder to me, because if I look at a list of mutual funds, I can pretty much, without running the analysis we ran for her, I can pretty much tell what is in that portfolio from a stock versus bond allocation. But frankly, most people don't. They look at this lady had 14 different mutual funds. She looked at that and said, wow, I am really diversified. What we found out was she's not very diversified. That's step number two. So I want to save that for just a couple minutes. But of the three steps that she needs to take and that I want to talk about today, the first one is don't react emotionally. That's super hard to do for a lot of people when the market is going down. So the last couple weeks, actually, I've gotten very few client emails, but several have asked, is this a good time to get out? Anecdotally, I've had a couple that have said, is this the time to get in, to take extra money and put it at risk? But I kind of want to more concentrate on the people who said, is this a time to get out? I think the reason that I've had very few of those types of emails is my clients understand we have a very well-defined process, a math-based process, to help us determine whether the market is in a confirmed uptrend or a confirmed downtrend. It's not super important that you as a listener today have a process like that, or that your advisor has a process like that. But if you don't have one, that means that you are a buy and hold investor, or you're going to react with your gut. Well, that's super bad. Buy and hold investing is okay if you truly buy and hold. What you can't afford to do is react emotionally, because what you're going to do, hundreds of studies have told us this, and you can, if you look honestly back at yourself, what you're going to find out is when the market's going up, you're going to put more and more and more of your holdings into stocks because they're the best performers. And once the market is down 20 or 25%, what you're very likely to do is say, you look in the mirror and say, oh my gosh, I need this money. And you're going to sell. You're going to do exactly the opposite of what you want to do. You want to buy low and sell high. But when you do things emotionally, you end up buying high and selling low. Super silly thing to do with the money you've worked so hard to put away for your own retirement.
So interesting to hear that analysis, David, because it does make sense when we're just talking about it casually or about someone else. But when it happens to us, it's so hard to then follow that good advice.
It is, because we're all emotional beings. That's frankly why I don't manage money, why I need a math-based system to help me clearly understand, are we in a confirmed uptrend or a confirmed downtrend? Because I'm an emotional human being as well. I read and listen to a lot of stuff about the economy, taxes, politicians, markets, foreign markets, et cetera. So I'm as subject as anybody to thinking about things emotionally. I have to have this other fact-based trigger that really helps me manage money for other people and for myself. Don't react emotionally. That's number one, and it's super important, and it's super hard to stick with that.
Okay, what about number two, the second step we can take if market turmoil has us in that uncomfortable feeling?
So number two is understand exactly what you own. So I'll go back to this super nice lady that I have now met with twice. She honestly didn't really know what she had. So what we did was we took a look at those 14 mutual funds. We ran them through an analysis tool that we use. And what we found out was, of those 14 mutual funds, 12 of them were stock-based mutual funds. They had fancy names. If I read off the names, our listeners would go, oh, I own that one. I own that one. I own that one. But what we found out when we put it on a chart, on a graph, was that her holdings almost exactly mirrored the S&P 500. And what I found over the years and years I've been doing this business is, if you put enough mutual funds together thinking that you've diversified yourself, what you end up having is an allocation that looks almost exactly like the S&P 500. My point to her was, if that's what you own, then why don't you just own an ETF or a mutual fund that mirrors the S&P 500? You won't have this illusion of diversification when in fact you own the S&P 500. You own the biggest companies in America, and the diversification you think you've built in really isn't there. She also needed to understand the bond allocation that she had. Now, in her case, she didn't own any junk bonds, but I've done this analysis for hundreds of people. And most times I see a healthy allocation to junk bonds, bonds that are rated below BBB, BBB minus and beyond. And so those bonds tend to act just like stocks when the market's going down. Yet people think they have a relatively safe bond position. You also want to know, well, how much cash do I have to work with? Let's say that you are a more aggressive investor. And when stocks are going down, you're looking for cash to invest at cheaper prices in stocks. Well, do you have that cash? And how much do you have? So truly understanding what you have, a lot of times when you understand what you have, you'll get a comfort level when the market's going down. I've met with a number of clients over the last couple of weeks and showed them exactly what they have, reminded them of what they have. And they go, oh, I get it. So I don't really have to worry on these days when the market is down 1,000 or up 700. Because of what they own, it gave them a comfort level. And that, having that comfort level, understanding what you own, is what keeps you from doing silly things emotionally.
Helpful to understand that. So two pieces of the puzzle constructed so far. Don't react emotionally. Understand exactly what you own. What about step number three, if we're feeling uncomfortable?
Well, three is kind of how we ended last week's podcast, which is review your plan. Rebalance your asset portfolio if it no longer fits your risk tolerance. How do you know what your risk tolerance is? Well, I would look at it this way. In fact, this is a question I ask every client that I have. If your portfolio was down 30% from the high, how would you react? So your $1 million, you get a statement in the mail, and now your $1 million is worth $700,000. or your $500,000 is now worth $350,000. Are you going to say, hey, Dave, we need to take some money out of the safe places and put it into the market? We need to get more aggressive. Well, in that case, you're a pretty aggressive investor. If you say that is a bad thing, but let's wait 3 months, see what happens, then you have a more moderate risk tolerance. But if you say, oh my gosh, we have to sell and move to safety and wait until the coast is clear, that just means you're a conservative investor who had too much money in the market. Either you misread your risk tolerance or your advisor misread your risk tolerance. But if that's the case, you are getting ready to sell low so that you can buy high, because I will assure you, the coast never seems clear until way after the storm has passed and we've been recovered for quite some time. So I just encourage you to truly ask yourself that question. If the market's down 30%, how am I actually going to react? If your $500,000 goes to $350,000, would it change your lifestyle?
To me, it sounds like it would.
Well, but so I have clients that have guaranteed income, the pension and a couple of Social Securities, and it covers everything that they spend. So the reason I phrased that question the way I did, Walter, was in their case, maybe it takes a little reminder from me. But if their 500 went to 350, they don't take money out of that account anyway. And so what they would have to be reminded of is your lifestyle is not going to change one bit based on this temporary reduction in your portfolio. Your lifestyle really isn't going to change much if your 500 turns into 650 or 700,000. It's not who you are. I have other clients that I'll assure you their lifestyle would be dramatically altered if their $1 million went to 700,000. These are people that have enough money to take them to their hundreds in age, but the way they think about their money is different. So I guess the takeaway there is everybody's different. They're certainly different from me in the way I think about my own money. So it's really important, based on what I do for a living, to understand who that client is across the table from me. As you're listening to this podcast, it's super important. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, it's super important to understand who are you and what will you do in times of stress, because we all know what we're going to do when the market's doing great. What you have to figure out is, what are you going to do in times of market stress? And if it is, react emotionally by selling in a down market. You need help. You need to make some changes. You got to review your plan. You have to know how much risk you're taking. You got to know, is the income that I need up to age 100, 101, counting inflation, counting the possible need for long-term care, is all of that covered even if my portfolio goes down 20 or 25%? And if it is, just make sure that you don't make bad emotional decisions on the way down.
Well, it's great information, David, and something we should all keep in mind and keep in perspective. And if you haven't taken those necessary steps yet to make sure that your financial plan can absorb the hits like we've taken lately in the market volatility, or you're lacking that perspective for how to view this market volatility and how it impacts you as an individual, it's important to get that perspective, and you can get it with a full financial plan. David and his team at KC Financial Advisors call it the CPR process, the Complete Planning Review process. And if you want to go through that Complete Planning Review, you can do so by getting in touch via the website. CoverYourAssetsKC.com is the place to go to submit your questions to David, or to get in touch. CoverYourAssetsKC.com. Or you can give a call to 913-317-1414 if you have additional questions. 913-317-1414 is that number to get in touch through the phone. David, thanks for the help on the show today. Interesting to look at these different emotions that people have as they react to this market situation. I know it's something that we'll be keeping our eye on in the coming weeks and months, and I'm sure we'll have more questions about this, you know, as time goes on, not knowing how this whole coronavirus and market uncertainty thing is going to unfold exactly. But we'll be turning to you for some guidance and advice throughout it all.
Well, I look forward to that. We're certainly focused on it, and making sure that our strategies and our clients are well cared for during these types of times. Because this is when if you don't have a real strategy and plan in place, these are the times when you end up doing something that hurts yourself in the long run. So frankly, this is the most fun time to be in the business I'm in, is when things are in turmoil and the proverbial stuff is hitting the fan. And these are the most gratifying times. So anyway, I'll look forward to next week's podcast, and hopefully we'll have a market that's on a little more even keel by then.
Not as much fun on the other end of things, though, David. for other folks, at least most of us would prefer that things just tick along. You know, if wouldn't life be so much simpler if that 9% annual S&P return was just every year and not having to suffer the ups and downs in between? Like, if it was just a nice, you know, very reliable every year, pretty much the same. Less fun for you, a little bit easier on the hearts of the rest of us, though, for sure. But since that's not how the real world works. We're glad to have you to lean on in times like this. If you have any questions, again, give David a call at 913-317-1414. Happy to talk to you about what's on your mind when it comes to your finances. Or find us online and listen to past episodes as well. CoverYourAssetsKC.com, the place to go there. For David, I'm Walter. We'll talk to you next time on Cover Your Assets KC Podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.